Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Exodus 15, 22-27. Exodus chapter 15, verse 22-27. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. My theme for reflection is from bitter waters to sweet grace. From bitter waters to sweet grace. Have you ever tasted something you thought would be sweet, only for it to turn out bitter? Perhaps a sip of milk left too long in the fridge, or fruit that wasn't quite ripe. That unexpected bitterness makes you wince. Life has those moments too, doesn't it? We expect joy, and instead we are met with frustration, pain, or disappointment. Exodus 15:22-27 takes us to one of those moments for the Israelites. They had just experienced the triumph of crossing the Red Sea, singing songs of God's faithfulness. Yet only 3 days later, they stood thirsty and bitter before undrinkable water, murmuring against Moses and questioning God's care. The bitterness of the waters at Marah reflected the frustration in their hearts. But in that moment, God did not abandon them. When Moses cried out to the Lord, God provided a solution, a tree that, when cast into the waters, made them sweet. This miracle was not just about quenching their physical thirst, but revealing a deeper truth. God is faithful to transform our bitterness into a blessing if we trust him. As A.W. Tozer once commented, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." The trials of Marah were not meant to destroy the Israelites, but to teach them to lean on the God who provides even in the wilderness. So what about us? How often do we celebrate God's faithfulness one moment and doubt him the next? Like the Israelites, we face bitter waters in our lives, unmet expectations, illness, fractured relationships, or financial challenges. In those moments, we may be tempted to murmur and ask, "What's next, Lord?" But the lesson of Marah invites us to do something else. Cry out to God. Like Moses, we are called to bring our frustrations and needs to him, trusting that he already has a plan to bring sweetness out of our struggles. Now notice how God did not just meet the Israelites' immediate needs. He also pointed them towards his character. In verse 26, he declares, "I am the Lord, your healer." This was not just a promise to cleanse water, but a covenant to restore his people. Immediately after Marah, he led them to Elim, a place of abundant wells and palm trees. a reminder that seasons of trial are not forever. God prepares rest and refreshment on the other side of our faithfulness. A struggling single mother once shared how she faced the bitterness of job loss and eviction. She had no answers and no hope. In her desperation, she prayed like Moses, crying out to God. Through a friend's unexpected generosity and a timely job offer, her situation was transformed. Looking back, she said, "That season broke me, but it taught me that God never left me. He used it to bring me closer to Him." My dear friends, this is the promise of Mara. God turns bitterness into blessing, but it requires us to trust Him, even when we don't see the sweetness yet. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what bitter waters are you facing right now? And how might God be using them to shape your trust in Him? Number two, how can you respond with faith like Moses by crying out to God instead of murmuring in frustration? Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God who turns bitterness into a blessing. Forgive us for the times we doubt your care when life becomes difficult. Help us to cry out to you in faith, trusting in your perfect plan and timing. Teach us to see our trials as opportunities to experience your healing and grace. May we look forward to the times of refreshing you have prepared for us, even as we walk through the wilderness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.